And that theme means only one thing, and it's April Mansfield. She's on the blower at the moment from Event Cinemas. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Now, we only have one being released today. Now, last week was the same thing because you released Lion King, and that was a biggie. What have you got today?
So this week we have The Keeper. Now, The Keeper is actually only releasing at Event Cinemas Smithfield, so lucky Smithfield. So The Keeper is based on which I think is incredible, like an incredible true story of Bert Trautman. Do you know who that is?
No, explain.
Okay, so he was a German soldier and he ended up being a prisoner of war. He was captured on, obviously, his latest mission. He was sent to North England to obviously participate in the war camp and rebuild England after the damage from the Germans in World War II. And whilst there, he is playing with the other captives, the other German in his camp. They're playing soccer. And a local soccer manager coach of the local team in England happens to see how amazing he is at goalkeeping. So he kind of bribes the commander of the camp to let him take Bert out just to play for the local team and work in his local shop instead. So obviously his team that he gets pulled into are not happy. I mean, he's technically a Nazi and they're still at war with Germany, so everyone is so against him being there, but he kind of wins them over with his, you know, charming personality, but how amazing he actually is at the sport. So he starts doing that and he actually gets attention from the main English team. Oh my goodness, what are their names? I've forgotten it.
That's all right. You're not a soccer or footy fan, are you?
No, I'm not huge. I'm a cricket fan. I love my cricket.
Okay.
So I didn't know about this until I researched it, but Man City?
Manchester United.
Beautiful. Okay. At least you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Manchester United.
Yeah, believe me. Believe me, I only know it just. Okay?
Just.
Yeah.
Well, they recruit him because they see how amazing he is at actual goalkeeping. Again, there is protests, uprising, because he's a German and he's going to play in the English team. And he ends up winning them over. You know, there's a bit of a love story in there as well. His girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, kind of wins everybody over, saying, you know, stop judging him on where he's from and start judging him on what he's doing. And he actually takes the club to victory in the FA Cup final after, get this,
yeah,
breaking his neck.
What?
Yeah. So this is all based on a true story. So this actually did happen. He dives to save a goal and he breaks his neck in the process, but he refuses to leave the field for the last, I think it was 15, 20 minutes, and he ends up staying on and saving more goals, and they win the final.
Oh, wunderbar, so, wunderbar.
Yes, exactly. So it's all about the true story of Bert and how he kind of overcomes everyone's judgment on who he was or what he was forced to do and, you know, leading them to the cup final and winning.
Okay, now who's in the movie? Do we know anybody that's in it?
I don't really know them. I mean, David Cross plays Bert. He is in War Horse. That was the only film that I kind of saw that I knew he was in. But everybody else, I kind of never heard of them before. And I looked at the movies they've been in and was like, oh, okay. So David Cross is probably your more standout star in there.
Okay, now I'm just looking at here. He was in a sitcom in America called Arrested Development. He also had a prominent role in Freak Show in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought Freak Show, you might be watching that because you love your horror movies. All right.
No.
Freak Show. He appeared in Modern Family on television.
Oh, actually, now you say that, I do recall him appearing in Modern Family.
Family. And okay. he was in three live-action films starring Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I know that. Of course I know that.
And he has a lead voiceover role in Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so he's been around a little bit.
He's been around a bit, yeah.
Okay.
Well, definitely David Cross is your more
Okay, so what's the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is called The Keeper.
The Keeper, okay.
Yeah.
All right, now we must remind people about Lion King is still showing.
Yes, Lion King is still showing. Make sure you get in and see it. Everyone is raving about it. It kept very, very true to the original story. I don't think they really deviated much, but the animation and the live action that they've managed to put in there is fantastic. Beautiful. And I love, love, love Seth Rogen as Pumbaa. He's hilarious.
Oh, yes. And of course, look, it's one of those, and as we talked about last week, because you went, da, 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 you know, and the music and all of that sort of stuff. That
yep.
was fantastic. But anyway, no, I can't wait. Marion and I are hopefully going down to Smithfield at the weekend, and we'd like to go and see Lion King, because the new way they've got all of this animation, you know, they made the lions and the little lionesses and the monkeys and all the animals look so real. And also there's that scene where all of the animals are running, you know, and there's dust flying everywhere, and it's mm-hmm. like a drone shot, and it's just amazing through the valleys and all of that. I think it's a visual feast.
Absolutely. I cannot recommend it enough.
Well, we'll recommend it a little bit more. Okay, what else is showing at event?
Okay, so we still have Spider-Man Far From Home showing. We've also got Toy Story 4 and Secret Life of Pets 2. Also got Yesterday as well. And then for the horror fans out there like me, Crawl and Annabelle Comes Home is still playing.
Ah, beautiful. All right, well, thank you very much for talking with us. Don't forget, beautiful movies down at Smithfield. You don't have to go all the way into Cairns. It's our closest movie theatre. Thank you, April.